got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up.
Hi, this is Barry McKenzie, former forward of the Dundee Stars, and you're listening to A View from Section C. Enjoy!
A View from Section C is sponsored by Don Michele, Italian restaurant, Exchange Street, Dundee.
Hello, and welcome on to episode 134 of the Don Michele sponsored A View from Section C. Senior, can you spot anything different? And no, again, it's no my haircut, and it's no that I'm better dressed because I've been out with a job. Can you spot anything different on the screen?
I'm going to say it looks like we might have a different logo for our title sponsor.
We do. I've went and got a new logo. A little bit more standout. It's a nice white background with it. Old colours on it, like I like a change up now and again. So yeah, I've got a new logo on the screen. Am I happy with it? Yeah. I'm like,
noticed that.
Anyway, how are you?
Oh fuck, how am I? I'm on holiday and I'm fucking old, bald, and cold. I'm telling you.
Listen, right. Hold on.
There's the title of this week's show, right? Old, bald, and cold.
We're going to hate to start getting like you coming on before I create the title of the show. You coming on and saying something so that we've got the title. It's Al Balding Cal. The other name is fucking the refs are Bish. And I can't remember what last week's was. That was fucking a cracker as well.
Junior, tell us about it. I was out with the doggy there in Camperdown Park. Fucking Baltic. She's loving it. She's running about stupid. Oh, my dad's on holiday this week. Way. And then walking the week going, fucking wish I was at work in a hot office.
Tremendous.
But yes, better for that. Everything's great, eh?
Good. Yeah, I do. I feel the cold. I was up at, I was a wee stupid o'clock to get to Glasgow. We had a thing in Glasgow today, so fucking Baltic. I had to put the icing on the car and everything. Deshaun's car for her going getting up as well. She was up just behind us, so de-ice her car and that. But it's free. It's meant to be worse than now. It's meant to be colder the morning. Windy Wilson says it's colder the morning. Friday's no as cold. And then Saturday, Sunday's meant to be a bit warmer, milder. but Thursday at the morning's meant to be Baltic.
But it was
-4, I've heard.
The weather was made slightly better after our national team's performance last night.
Yes, sir, I can boogie.
I'll tell you, outstanding. And again, we're going off topic here, but they have got to be. Right, now, people, I've got a lot of young guys on Twitter through United and that, right? And they were on about, I think it was even, I'll tell you what it was Jordan Byers, right? He cannot remember, right, France 98. It's just think yourself lucky, I remember fucking Germany 74.
Senior, I can't remember France. I remember us being there, but I was only 7. I can't remember France 98 either. I thought this was one of Jordan's call-outs for this week on the show, but we'll get to that later.
We've not started with the call-outs yet. Wait till I get fucking started on him. I'll tell you, the fucking Cardiff Devils wannabe.
Listen, last night, Shannon fell asleep. No longer in the second half, she fell asleep. I'm going to blame her. Fucking game was terrible. We were fucking shocking for about 85 minutes. When KT scored the winner, I'm winning the bag.
Oh, no.
No noise, nothing, just the arm shaking the bed.
The four goals, me and your mum, shouting, tapping the voice, the dogs at the bottom of the bed just sort of looks and goes, what's going on?
Yeah.
And then back to sleep again. What a night. Outstanding.
No, absolutely.
But I suppose we better talk. Ice hockey, Junior.
Well, no, just yet. Because we're about Scotland winning.
Right.
may as well go to the Don McKayley competition winner for this week as well, then.
I like how you've done that.
Listen, you think...
We're getting good at this shit now,
aren't we? You'd think we knew what was going on here, eh? But, yes, here is our wheel, senior. We have another wheel, because we had 10 people get it right of 9 goals. So, looking at the list, and no, before anybody, especially Ethel, it's I'm no Scott Rogers, the lino, right? I'm telling you now, it's not Scott Rogers, the lino. So, Ethel, didn't get your backup because I heard you at the weekend screaming it. So,
the thing is, listen, Scott Rogers, if it was Scott Rogers, the lino, he'd miss it anyway.
Hold on, right? Look, just for clarification, right?
No, the lino.
We're putting it in there. Scott Rogers, no, the lino, okay? We've got Connor Burke in there, Daniel Hunter, Alan McDonald, Craig Young, Lee Maloney, Mark Roy, oh God, Mark Roy, Ian Moss, Ian Stonebridge, and Joey Turnbull. Senior, this actually might be the first week where it's an all male list.
Yeah.
So yeah. So let's give this a shuffle, because we didn't want anybody claiming it's a fix again. Just make sure we got, you know, Scott Roger, know the lino in there. And let's spin the wheel.
Oh, come on. Scott Rogers, know the lino. That's going to be his name now, is it?
Scott Rogers, know the lino. The winner is Daniel Hunter. So congratulations, Daniel. We will get that organised for you to get your voucher at the next home game. Scott Roger, know the lino. Tremendous. I love it.
But his mate's not having a rack on that as well now, eh? Oh, Scott Rogers, know the lino.
I know. Yeah. So, cool. Right. Now let's talk hockey. Let's start off with our Access Property sponsored Rockets talk. Senior, big game at the weekend for the Dundee Rockets. A home win against the famous Paisley Pirates by 8-2. Not the scoreline, to be honest, I was expecting pre-game. And then when I did see the lineup, still not the result I expected from Paisley's side. So 8-2 win, a hat-trick for Dennis Consus, John Gordon, Sean Beattie, Jack Henderson, Lewis McIntosh, and Mikey Ireland with the goals for the Rockets. Paisley, senior, Baz was playing. Never looked up, though. Never looked up at work. Gave him a wee wave. Never said anything. A wee bit disappointed in him.
That's my first call.
And then I realised who else was fucking playing on their top line with him. And I forgot about it. Craig fucking Peacock. Now, isn't it tremendous, senior? Going for winning elite league titles, playoff championships, Challenge Cup, representing Team GB to get bumped on a Sunday night for the Rockets.
Yeah.
it's great to see. I loved it.
Did the laddie Wilson play as well?
He did not. Wilson was playing, though. Chris Wilson that played for the Paisley originally, also played up with the Clan for a bit, and also played for the Sharks. I'm sure he was at the Sharks as well. Chris, he put a wee bit of time there.
The result I expected as well. I thought it'd been a bit closer than that, but yeah, I'll certainly take it.
Yeah.
I hope that the win over like Whitley Bay in overtime's gave them that wee spur on again now. I was saying a look at the league positions today, earlier on, and I could see them. They're catching.
We'll get to that in a second.
Yeah, it's a big and it's a massive game this weekend as well for the Rockets. But yeah, I looked at the boy Conscious's stats, and they're listening. he's racking points up there.
He's seen yeah, he's fucking shit hot. Especially at the SNL level. He is shit hot. You've obviously not seen him play yet. The release, the quickness of his shot is unreal. Like that is an import type shot. Like it's fucking gone.
Like I say, I looked at his stats today and I could see he's played at international level for Estonia through the age groups. Mm-hmm. If there is an injury type of thing with the Stars, right? Is it someone that we'll look at? And I know Rio's there. Is it someone that we'll look at that if we're going to be short on import, do we go and sign the laddie on a two-way contract?
Yeah.
You know, and get him and that big other Estonian shagger on the same line.
Now, here's a question for you. Can you sign an import on a two-way?
I don't know, Junior.
I don't think you can. I don't know if you can. I think it's only Brits.
Oh, maybe that's how they can't do it then. They'd maybe hate to bring him, they'd hate to sign him full-time. Well, yeah.
And
he'd
count as a change, would he?
Yeah.
So, possible.
He's racking points up. I don't think he's a top scorer in the league, but I think he's second or third.
I'm sure it was... what's his face?
It's a guy for Whitley Bay.
Oh, is it?
No, it's a boy for Whitley Bay.
Top points.
And you know what? He's a D-man. Yes, big result for them. As you say, I didn't know if Barry would play because he'd only signed like a couple of days before that. I knew Peacock had been playing. I thought Wilson would have been playing, but obviously he wasn't. And Paisley, if you look at the results, they only get eight put past them quite a lot this season. Yeah. So that's a big result for the Rockets. And again, good to see the goal scoring spread throughout again.
Yeah. He is joint second top scorer with the guy Phil Edgar of the Warriors at 25 points. And then Harry Harley. And joint top on 26 points with...
I'll go JD.
The fucking goat himself, JD.
Could only be.
So, yes. So a big result. Listen, senior, big shout out though. Good friend of mine, good friend of the show, Grant Reagy.
Dropped the gloves.
He gave the boy his fucking tatties. Like, leathered them.
Now,
leathered them.
There was a post somewhere saying that Rio Page got a 5 minutes.
Yes, there was a 5 minute fighting major for Rio and some other boy. Basically, what had happened was Rio goes skating down the wing at the boards up towards the cafe in the second period. Just as the referee blows his whistle and the air horn tried to go, Rio fired the puck. Bang on it. There's no seconds later, half a second later, bang on it. Winds up, shoots it. Whistle goes. The boy took exception, grabbed Rio, threatened to wrap the gloves. The two of them wrestle to the ground. They get back up. And then steps Rio's wee mate, Jack Henderson. Come here, you. You're not doing anything with him. The referee, surname Craig, don't know if any relation to Mr. Toby Craig. Right. I don't believe it is. But Mr. Craig of the SNL, he gave Rio 2 minutes for unsportsmanlike conduct and a 5 minute fighting major, even though Rio's gloves, I think, were still on as he got up off the ice. The boy got 2 minutes roughing and 5 minutes for fighting. Yeah. So it wasn't a fight, it was handbags, it was a grapple, fall to the floor. Both benches came on, stood there, had a wee hang about. Jack gets involved, and rightfully so, looking after his buddy Rio. That was it. We moved on.
I'd read it, then I'd also read a different report, and I seen a photo. I think Grant's getting the guy an uppercut.
Yeah. So the boy, I think his name's Jay Heard. He was just fucking running boys the hill night. quite a short guy. He's no like huge. Just to be sure, a bit like Riley Brandt kind of player. Just was going about again hitting boys, getting well after the puck, bang, hitting them. Like, what are you doing? Drew Rumgay had words with him at one point as well. I think somebody else had words, but then Grant was chirping him from the bench. I think it was in the second period or at the start of the third. And Shannon and I, we walked down about 5 minutes to go, stand at the plex. He just were going down. Our old pal Carmen and Charlie gave a shout, started speaking to them. Next minute, all you hear is, oh, have a look at her. Here's fucking Grant laying into the boy.
Good old Ricky.
Every second of it.
Outstanding. But see what you're saying about Rio. I've seen someone on one of the social media platforms today. I think it was, might have been that, the Puck Stops here on Facebook. Or a supporters club. It's one of them. But they've put a thing up about the clock. And it's now out to tender, and they'll listen to people's fucking bids, and then it'll be early next year before the matter decision. So we're not going to see that clock this season, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's what could happen.
Oh, right, yeah. I would agree.
That's where I'm going with this, right? That's where I'm going with this. So, Rio, there's a delay between the whistle and the clock, or the horn, should I say, right?
Yeah.
Because even at the Stars game, somebody's got to tell George. I think it's maybe we've maybe been lucky that when the clocks went to 0-0 and George went to the horn, the defense have had the puck and they've sort of slowed the play down as if, and they're looking at the other clocks thinking, there's no point in going. But there's real firing on that puck. Now, somebody could look at the clock and the zeros have went, then Rio's fired the puck and then the air horn goes. They need to do something, and I appreciate it's not the clubs, it's not the Stars, it's not the Rockets, it's the fucking council, right? And they need to get this fixed. It could cause absolute mayhem in an ice hockey game if this clock doesn't get fixed. At least the fucking buzzer pair to it. You know?
Yeah. So I don't know how, if it could work, and Dean might be able to say otherwise. Do I just play a fucking horn on the speakers?
Yeah. Instead of joke, press someone. Yeah, exactly.
I could download a horn right now and play it on this. Yeah. Like, all they need is somebody on a walkie talkie to Dean going 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 now. That's all it needs.
I know.
All it needs.
Yeah, it's no difficult, eh? It really isn't it.
Yeah. And saying that, though, Andy McCartney's wee thing goes... whatever it is.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. But, yeah, big 2 points for the Rockets, so... But big game coming up this weekend.
Two big games, senior. Two big games this weekend for the Rockets.
I'll take them one at a time.
One at a time. So, Whitley Warriors at home on Saturday night, 7 p.m. in the league. Big one. Senior, are you going?
I might make an appearance at this one, yes.
Oh, he's maybe making an appearance now.
Maybe.
Finally gets his finger out.
I might end up at Tannadice because I might hit that one to the game. Because Kevin's not good.
Never thought of asking that.
I've literally just got a message through on my phone for Kevin.
Whatever. Then Sunday night away to the Kestrels, or as Carrie Bob would say, Kirkcaldy.
Kirkcaldy.
Sunday night, 6 p.m. in the Scottish Cup. So the first one of that for the Rockets.
Two wins.
I hope so.
Yeah.
That's what we want.
The thing is, right, that see the Scottish Cup, is that like a league format as well?
No, so I don't know actually, because I had a look at it beforehand and I noticed that because Aberdeen, and this is what I'm going to come on to in our MBE Valeting Services sponsor 2-way watch. I'm just going to check it now, senior. Whilst we're at it,
because I think if I'm the wrong,
I think it's just knockout,
straight knockout.
Think so,
or home and away?
I guess straight knockout.
That might make it difficult then, because I think they'll throw everything on Saturday at Whitley Warriors.
So hold on. So
I just hope they've got. I just hope they've got enough in the tank for Sunday, especially if it's a straight
two
knockout.
Legs. Two legs.
So
two legs. Yeah.
Keep beat Whitley. Hopefully beat the Kessels. If they don't beat the Kessels, keep it close.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
definitely. So, to be watched. So, yeah, you came on to it. I was waiting to surprise everybody with that. No points for Rio in the 8-2 win. However, a 5-minute major for fighting that was really a fight. But I think Rio will take it.
Oh, definitely.
I was really hoping that he got up and he just started leveling the boy. Eh? I thought it would have been hilarious. I've not really seen that side of Rio on the ice. Like, he's a skillful player. He's your flair player. You know, you say it every week, you know, you've got more flair players. And Rio certainly is a bit of a flair player for the Rockets. And so you didn't really get to see that side of him. He received a couple of big hits in the game for Chris Turley. Turley played back in the day for the Pirates. He's still playing. He's still our captain. I thought maybe when that was happening that he might actually just dropped him and went with the boy. But... it was unexpected to see him get a 5-minute major for fighting. The Aberdeen Lynx were playing our good friends, the Kilmarnock Thunder, in the Scottish Cup first leg. No Jaden in this game. No Jaden. So, but the Lynx won by 10 goals to 4. So a little bit of an improvement for our pals.
Well, they're knocking the goals in.
Yeah, and listen,
still conceding a hell of a lot though.
Yeah, this is how it starts. So we just get that going. So SNL table senior looks like this. Thunder still bottom. Wild second bottom, followed by the Sharks. Aberdeen, Kestrels, Paisley make it into the top four, even with the loss at the weekend. Rockets up to third, 17 points through 11 games, just 2 points behind Whitley with a game in hand and obviously to play them on Saturday. Warriors obviously second, 19 points through 12. And Edinburgh, top of the league, 11 wins through 11 games, 22 points. The biggest thing for me there, senior, is have a look at the goals for.
Yeah.
11 games, 90 goals for the Rockets. Their goal difference is 64, which very favourable for them going into the big games.
It is indeed. As we've said before, that this still early-ish in the season. They've still to play Caps again. Anything could happen in this. Mm-hmm. It would be good if other teams started sort of taking points out of the Caps as best they can. The likes of Whitley, Kirkcaldy maybe, Aberdeen, Paisley, they guys. But if you're going to... You've got to pick up your own points first and foremost. You know, there's no point of hoping that these other teams will do you a favour if you can't win your own games. But yeah, Saturday is going to be a big game. It'll be a good game. I might tap one up to that as well. Just fucking keep him at the house. Keep him at the bar on a Saturday night. If he's anything like his dad.
Oh, dear. Anyway. So, yes. Two big games for the Rockets again Saturday night. Whitley at the DIA, 7 p.m. face-off. Listen, that other than Edinburgh, that's your next biggest game for the Rockets this year is Whitley. Yeah. Very good team, very physical, quite skillful as well. I would encourage everyone to get up to the rink and support the local guys. Even if we do have an Englishman in Cam in that team, the local guys. get yourselves up to the rink on Saturday for that game against Whitley. Senior, speaking of Cam, 51 Club sponsored game review. See, I'm fucking pro a natural at this time.
It's not bad. We were 134 episodes.
We were at home to the Cardiff Devils on what night was it? Saturday night. Paul yes. Stanford put the Devils 1-0 up at 15:48, thanks to a miles offside by Scott Rogers, the Lino. Then, quick goal. Christoph Kontos, 22:30 on the power play. Oh, shock. What's that? 26 seconds later. Quick goal.
Yeah.
Josh McDonald made it 3-0 to the Cardiff Devils. Jonathan McBean pulled one back at 24:35, assisted by Schoonbear and Bowdens. And then Cohen Olszewski at 38:38 made it 4-1 Devils, end of the second period, and Stars looking in dire straits. Fucking hold on a minute here, senior. I bet you were in the morning about this one. 41 seconds into the third period. 40-41, Spencer Nass assisted by Dow and Berry. 51-50, Matt Berry unassisted. Well, actually assisted by the goalie.
Goalie did stop.
Yeah.
What's the goalie doing?
Hampus Olsen. It was the Hampus Olsen because it was Matt Berry that scored it. 53-59 on the power play, assisted by Spencer Nass. And then Matt Berry with his hat-trick, assisted by Nass and Almquist. At 55-14, giving the Stars 2 points and a very much rock 5-4 win.
We sit here, right, and over the past few weeks, right, and I've sat here and I've just went, I've got no words, and guess what? On a happier note, I've got no words. At the end of the second, yeah. I did not see that happening. Even when we scored early doors to go to 4-2, still never seen it happening. Mm-hmm. Got to 4-3, I'm thinking, well, you fucker, we've got them on the ropes here. And you can see them trying to defend. And you know what? They started doing things that we do when we're getting beat. Yeah. And they started going as a team of individuals, and they were trying too hard to do stuff. They weren't defending right, and it just gives, it's wave after wave after that.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm going to give credit to Paul Thompson because he mentioned that in his interview about the fans. He said, like, it's been a while for Tomo's been up here, but he said that, he says, in the times he's went up into Dundee, into the Ice Arena, when the Stars score, and the crowds make that noise, right? And they get behind them. He says it's intimidating. And he says, and I think they were rattled by that. They were rattled by the Stars come back to start with to 4-2, to 4-3. The noise got louder. I guess the 4-all, the noise has got louder again. And their end went silent, absolutely silent. Yeah. You know,
including the Viper.
Including the two fivers, huh?
Well, one fiver sat with us, though.
No, again, though. But, but it was... I just couldn't believe it. Could not believe it. But everybody that I've spoke to has said the same thing. It goes to show what we're capable of. Yeah. If we were to play like that for 60 minutes instead of just 20 minutes... then we'd be winning a lot more games than what we have. And we'd be, and it wouldn't just be the teams around us. It would be, we'd be, I've always said it, at home, we're capable of beating anybody. And it proved it. At 4-1 down, you come back and beat the Cardiff Devils 5-4. But fantastic effort for the last 20 minutes. The first two periods was absolutely brutal. Absolutely brutal.
I thought... I actually thought that maybe
the first period, I thought we were maybe okay. I thought they dominated play. If we'd went in at 0-0, you'd have took it. Even at 1-0, you sort of thought, okay, it's a shit goal. Should never be a goal. and we've went 1-9 down. We're still in the game. Yeah. But then within 3 minutes, it's suddenly like fucking 3-1. Yeah. You're thinking, here we go again.
I thought maybe the first 10 minutes we played well. And then I think we kind of started to falter away a bit. And then that goal went in and almost like we shit the bed a little bit. Second period was fucking woeful. It was back to the usual performance of the week before and the week before that. But then getting that early goal, like, I didn't think we were great for the first 5 minutes of that period, but the next 15, I would probably say we were all over. So what was that, 25, 30 minutes of hockey that we maybe played first? We played half a game.
Yeah.
Half a game where we competed with them. The other half just wasn't pretty at all. And I know Mark keeps saying that we're not a pretty team to watch. We're not going to be a pretty team to watch. I don't care if we're not a pretty team to watch, but we've still got to be able to perform.
Yeah, you've got to get results. That's right. And I said that last week. If we're a dump and chase team, I get it. We're a dump and chase team. Yeah. If that's the kind of team you want to have on the ice, then fine. But you have to dump and chase. And if he's saying that we're not going to be a pretty team to watch, I don't fucking care if we're a pretty team to watch. I'd rather we won 5-4 and played shite for the majority of the game than get beat 3-0 and we played really, really well and there was 2 empty net goals. You got beat. Doesn't matter. It's all about getting the 2 points. How you get the 2 points, I don't care. But we need to get the 2 points. And if it's going to be dirty and gritty, so be it.
Yeah.
But we need to get for 60 minutes. And that's a tough gig, that, to play like that for 60 minutes.
Yeah. What else happened in the game?
Not really much. It was quite a boring game, to be honest with you. There wasn't really much going on.
The boy Capone was a bit of a prick. And I thought Justin Bean then started getting it back, and I liked that.
I didn't think he was as much of a prick as what Riley Brandt normally is.
No, he's not, but he was a bit of a prick.
But I thought that, again, I'm beginning to sound like a record player here, but I thought the goalie kept winning it at times again.
Yeah.
Come up with big saves at the right time during the game. You know, we're 4-1 down, he has a big save, or 4-2, he has a save, 4-3, and it's the one saves at the right time during the game that gets you over the line.
Yeah. You know who's your man in the match?
I'd get to the goalie again.
Yeah.
I know you let 4 in. And you know what? Whether Barry got 2 or whether he got 3, I'm not 100% sure if he actually got the 3. But even if he did, that wasn't Matt Berry's greatest game.
So
Matt Berry played well for about 15 minutes and he scored a hat-trick.
My man of the match is, I'm going with Berry, but I actually thought he was pretty poor throughout the whole game. He pops up with 3 goals and an assist or 2, but it was just more that, if he's not in the right place at the right time to get those goals, then we didn't win that game.
It showed his
talent.
He's a finisher, right?
He could score goals, and that's what we need him to do. So, for the 3, man of the match.
I'd also say, I thought Justin Bean, you mentioned him, but I thought Justin Bean had a very good game.
Mm-hmm.
He stepped up over the past few weeks, Justin Bean. I really like him as a D-man.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Best bit for me about the game was the Kinder Fudge that was brought over to us by Amy and our mum. That Kinder Fudge was one of the best fudges I've ever had. It was that good. Jen, I'm not just saying it to get mayor for you this weekend, but I would take it. genuinely though, that is one of the best fudges I have ever had. It was outstanding. Ken, what kind of fudge I really like seeing here? It took us back to one of the farmers' markets in Arbroath. A woman used to go. She used to do gold bar fudge.
All right.
Can the biscuit gold bars? It was like a Caramac fudge.
Oh,
it was amazing.
But even is it what they call blondes or blondies?
Blondies.
Oh, they were amazing. As well. So thank you to Amy and her mum Sue for doing that. That was
I did also hear that Amy makes a really good cheesecake. A chocolate orange cheesecake. Your league standings.
I must admit though, Junior, hold on 2 seconds. I must admit I prefer a mint chop fucking if she's listening.
Any cheesecake.
Crack on with the standings.
So the Fife Flyers still bottom of the league. 12 games, 1 point. Stars still in ninth, 5 points through 7 games. Coventry obviously lost the league game at the weekend. I don't know if they had one or two, but I saw that they lost one of them at least. 8 points through 11 games with us due to play them this weekend, and we'll come on to that. Guildford in seventh, 10 points through 11. Belfast in sixth, 11 points through 9. The Cambuslang Clan in fifth, 13 points through 10 games. Manchester still fourth, 14 points through 11 games. Cardiff third, 17 through 12. Nottingham, 18 points through 11 in second place. And the Sheffield Steelers now sitting top, having played a game more than their rivals. Nottingham, a point ahead of them on 19. Senior. The good, the bad, and the ugly.
So, as we need, it's all about one game. It's all about the Cardiff game. So the good has obviously got to be the comeback win, to be 1-0 down, and then also 4-1 down to come back and win 5-4 was a tremendous effort by the team. So that's the good. The bad, I thought the bad was the officiating at the first Devil's goal. I think everybody's seen it. It was offside. I now think there's full evidence about officials, although the officials were bish, right? Although I'm not saying that this week, Junior. I'm just fucking officiating at the first goal. It's down to Scott Rogers, the Lino. Not Scott Rogers, not the Lino. Although, maybe Scott Rogers, not the Lino. Had they done a better fucking job than Scott Rogers, the Lino. And then the ugly was the second period collapse, right at the start of the second period. We're at 1-0, and then within 3 minutes, we're at fucking 3-0. You're like, what on earth is going on here again? Just mental lapses. But they need to get caught out. So that's my good, my bad, and the ugly this week.
Oh, I thought you were ready to give the wee recap like what you usually do there.
All right, okay. So the good is the comeback win. The bad was the officiating by Scott Rogers, the Lino, not Scott Rogers, not the Lino. And the ugly was the second period collapse.
Thank you very much, senior. Let's look ahead. Liam Mean Tattoo sponsored game previews. So we are away to the Chaventry Blaze on Saturday night, 7 p.m. face-off down in the land of the Chavs. And then at home to the Nottingham Panthers on Sunday with a 5 p.m. face-off. So Coventry Blaze, senior, looking at them, done my little research this morning, actually late this afternoon, because I've not seen them yet. Grayson Constable, their top goal scorer in the league with 5 goals in 9 games. Matt Gleeson, 8 points in 11 games. They've got a few other kind of point scorers in that there, but they're not really putting up a lot of points. It's quite spread. But one man that we always need to watch out for, and he's had quite a slow start to the season. I think he's only 3 points in Challenge Cup and 3 points in the league, is obviously former star and giant Elijah Barriga.
Yes. Yeah. And I think the guy, is it Talberg? I think he's still there.
Talberg, yeah.
Their goalie's good. I do like their goalie. I like Robson. I think he's a decent netminder, and on his game, we've strolled past him before. But it's a big game this weekend. You know, we're 3 points behind them.
Huge.
3 points behind them. Three games in hand or something on them. And this is a big opportunity to get a point closer, or 2 points closer to them. We'd only be 1 point away from them. And then you win this game away, you're in amongst it again. You know, it's tough doing the other way.
I was struggling in Coventry.
I know. Yeah. It's just one of those things. It's any of these places that we do tend to struggle. Hopefully a new team, new outcomes, hopefully.
Yeah. The boy Constable and Gleeson are putting up goals and points. They're probably their two top point scorers. Obviously, Colton Saucerman's there as well for Sheffield. He's now there as probably their one of their main D-men top line. So it's going to be a tough game. It's always a tough rink to go into. It's tough again. You know, they never really sell out Coventry in terms of their fans, but you know their fans are always kind of on top of you, behind the bench, chanting and chirping. So like ourselves, a wee bit of chirps. But yeah, it'll be a tough place to go to on Saturday. What's your thoughts on the score?
I'm going to go 4-3 Blaze after overtime.
4-3 Blaze after overtime. So I have actually said 4-2 Blaze. I think they'll get the empty netter right at the end.
Okay.
And then Sunday at home to Nottingham. So, Senior, before we get into it, our competition for this week. For the Don McKayley £50 voucher.
Okay, go and get it, then, get it announced.
Get it announced. So this week we are going to do guess the goal scorer. So the first goal scorer of the game. It could be any Panthers player, it could be any Stars player. It may, as I suggested at the weekend, maybe Jarrett Fisk. If we play him as a forward. I did suggest that at the weekend. I thought it was quite funny. But yeah, guess the scorer. So we will put out the post out probably tomorrow. First goal scorer, could be a Nottingham player, could be a Stars player. You will have until the start of warm-up, because the teams will be announced by then, to get your guesses in. Any guesses after the start of warm-up will not count. So, Nottingham Panthers. For me, the guys we need to watch out for, Fossier, 9 goals in 11 games. He's started the season hot. You've got Brendan Harris, who has 12 points in 11 games. And then also D-man Cooper Zeh. That's Zeh.
Zeh.
7 assists in 11 games played. Again, not too shabby for a D-man. There are others. They've got a lot of point scorers this year. They've got a lot of point production all over the place. They've got other D-men as well that are doing it. But yeah, tough game against
Danny. Yeah, Danny's got them playing really well, and they're picking up points every place they go. I have noticed that Grandy's been injured, and Kevin's been taking the slot between the pipes over the past few games. Which leads me on to us. You know, what do we do with the goalies this weekend? Do we share it? Because I think Jarrett's, we've only had the one game weekends, Jarrett's tended to miss it. We will probably have a full roster. I split them. And what I would do is I would give Jarrett the Saturday game in Coventry.
100%. 100%.
Yeah, I'd keep Emil Cruz for the Sunday game. But that's just us. I think the coach will... He might look at it differently, because he might think that if we're you know... You look at the games and what's the one that's going to be sort of the most winnable, you're maybe thinking the Coventry game's the most winnable. So then you maybe go with the number one against... the team that you think you might beat.
Yeah.
Before the other end, you know what I'm trying to say? Yeah. But if it was me, that's the way I would do it. I would put Jarrett in on Saturday, and I would keep Emil Cruz for Sunday. I would even have it that I would even keep Emil Cruz at home. I wouldn't even put him on a bus.
I don't know why we rest up
on a Saturday night.
I know why we do, because it keeps the team together, but I'd absolutely, any time we travel,
goalies are definitely
not going to play.
Yeah, goalies are definitely.
Leave them at home. Let them chill. Let them watch the jungle.
Yeah. Well, one thing I did, and I probably could have mentioned it when we'd done the review or last week's game, was Mark's comments about changes. He's looking at one or two things, which is quite interesting.
Yeah,
that could be anything.
Hope it's a big bruiser. I need a big bruiser in this team.
To me, I think we need, and it's not necessarily meaning people are getting gassed. You know, people have said, "Oh, that, I wonder why it's going to go." Doesn't it necessarily mean people are going to go? We might run with extra imports again. We've done that before. Right, we're doing it with a goalie just now. We might do it with players as well. For me, I'm the same as you. I like a big bruiser. A real tough guy. A real tough guy. Now, whether he's a D-man or a forward, I don't care. But we need a big tough guy. And I'd also try and get a Charlie Combs, a Ryan Valentini type of player in as well.
Yeah.
Somebody that could just finish, like what Matt Berry does, right? Just finishes. But I would probably go with a Charlie Combs type of smaller type player. Fast, get in your face, Saunch type of player.
Yeah.
And get a big bruiser in to look after him.
What's your score for Sunday then?
You know what, Junior? I'm gonna go with my heart instead of my head. Or my head instead of my heart, any of them. 3-2 Stars.
Regulation?
We're at home. I always expect what I win at home.
Okay. I have went 4-3 Stars in overtime.
I'll take that, Junior.
Junior versus Senior. The gloves are off.
It's time for our gloves off sponsored Junior versus Senior. Senior's already got that look on his face like he's a way to fucking throw us under a bus and give us absolute shite. As he currently has a 12-10 lead after getting 3 out of 5 last week. The ones he got incorrect were the goals and the penalty minutes, and that Mark Marquardt had scored more and Nico Sacchetti had more penalty minutes.
I wouldn't do that to you. I play
you fucking
square.
Would you do it every time? Every not time you get the lead, you go for this. So
I had that look on my face because I just mentioned the player there, and that's who your given player is this week. It's none other than a podcast pal.
Who turned into
a wee rat? Charlie Combs.
Oh, fuck off. I didn't want to play with him. Nah.
Well, I'll take the 5-0 win then. So, Charlie Combs. All right. Played 52 games for the Stars.
Okay.
All right. Think back a few years earlier than Charlie Combs Jr.
Uh-huh.
And we had a D-man called Dan McGough.
Okay.
Did Dan McGough play more or less than 52 games?
Dan McGough. He's a good player, actually. I quite liked him.
Yeah, I like Dan McGough as well. Yeah.
23, was he? Number 23 American. Think back then, if Challenge Cup had as many games as that.
Regular season, Junior.
No, at Wimber, it's both. If you're doing it on, see, now this is, see, this is, I'm now doing it. He's now changing it to regular season. And I've seen,
no, you said down. Regular season at the start.
Aye, but when you go on Elite Prospects and you click on the teams bit to see it, it's regular season and Challenge Cup combined. See, he's throwing.
Well,
I'm gonna say less anyway. Dan McGough played less games.
Correct. Dan McGough played 50 games.
No, oh, fuck.
Only two. Hey,
I actually feel like he played a lot less.
Yeah.
Okay.
Played 50. So in those 52 games of podcast pal Charlie Combs. He scored 30 goals.
Okay.
In his Dundee Stars career, how many goals did Paul Berrington score? Was it more or less than 30?
I feel like this is a trick question.
No, it's not. It's a higher or lower, Junior. That's
no, I know, but I feel like it is going to be a trick one where, because Paul played first season, second season, third season, part of fourth and went to London? Or was it London and came back after his injury? Come on, I'm gonna go with more. I'm going with my heart here rather than my head.
Okay. Paul Berrington was lower. Paul Berrington scored 25 goals.
Yeah, I kind of didn't score much, but I thought it was more than 30.
I was surprised when I started looking at players like that, and I thought, oh, here's a good in. Okay, so Charlie, 35 assists. Everybody's favourite. Kevin Dufour. More or less than 35 assists?
Less.
Well, that was quick. That was very quick, Junior.
Yeah, sure. Less.
Definite?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was less.
Correct.
Yeah. Kevin Dufour, I loved Kevin. He was one of my favourite players that season. And I felt his point production never showed how good a player he actually was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Kevin only had 21 assists. So if you add up Charlie's goals and assists, you get 65 points. Did Lucas Lundvall have more or less than 65 points?
So here,
or higher or lower than 65?
Here a couple of seasons with us, Lucas. I don't think his second season was very high. 65, did you say?
65. Charlie was 30 plus 35. So 65. Was Lucas higher or lower than 65?
I'm going to take a gamble here.
Okay.
I'm going to say Lucas had less than 65.
You are okay. Lucas had 72 points.
Again, a player that
I know.
You think should have had a lot more.
Yeah.
But you knew he didn't have that much.
Yep.
Did you know how many games he played?
No, I just took his points. But it was over two seasons, yeah.
Yeah.
Or a season.
Not a lot.
No. So, Charlie, in those 52 games, you had 44 penalty minutes. Hugo Reinhardt, higher or lower than 44 minutes in penalties?
Higher.
Again, very rapid answer, Junior.
Yeah, I remember him. I'm sure he had a couple of suspensions for, like, boarding calls and that in like Manchester. I'm sure he got kicked out in Manchester.
Right. You're correct.
That is correct.
He had 59.
Oh God, that's not actually. It's more. I was confident in about like 70 or 80.
59. It's quite close. Yeah. So yeah.
Okay. So again, I've equaled you this week. 3 out of 5.
Yeah.
So that makes it 12, senior. 13, junior.
Oh, yeah, close
Hugo Reinhardt. I always thought, like, I remember him getting kicked out a couple of games. That's how quick. I always thought he was, but I think a lot more. Surprised at that. He wasn't that great a player either. He should have been better than what I think he was too.
Yeah, there's been many times have we said that over the years watching the Stars.
I know. Well, thinking back, senior. It is Slimming World, a Stella sponsored on this day to round off the show. And what better way to start it than to celebrate 3 birthdays? 2 former players and a current player. So, happy birthday, born on this day in 1997. It's current Stars forward, Brad Schoenberg. So, happy birthday, Brad. On this
now,
day...
Junior, is it Brad... Or is it Bradley?
It's fucking Brad. He's Bradley on Sunday.
Yeah.
Maybe he likes Bradley. I think when his video, and also, Andy, you need to sort his pronunciation of his surname because he said it on the video at the start of the season, Schoenberg. No, Schoenberg. Schoen.
Schoen.
Like the place. Anyway, senior, thanks for throwing me off there. Born on this day in 1998. Yes. Schoenberg was born in 97. On this day in 98. A former player. And this one, again, another one of your jerseys. On this day, Ryan Verrier.
Yep, I've definitely got that jersey.
So happy birthday to Ryan Verrier. And finally...
I think it might have 2 Ryan Verrier jerseys.
I think
it might have his warm-up, the brown warm-up one, and I've definitely got, I think it was a playoff one.
Yeah.
I liked Ryan Verrier. I thought Verrier was a good player, but I know where you're going with this one.
On this day.
All hail.
Born. That's not Kevin Crick's birthday.
Nope.
Born in 1988. Quite possibly... one of the best players in a Star jersey. Quite possibly the best looking man in a Star jersey.
The best looking fighter.
And the best looking fighter. None other.
Fight heavyweights and still keep his good looks.
Because he was fucking good at it. Happy birthday to the man, the legend, Justin Farina. Oh. What a do to have him back on this team.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like in his Stars prime now. Yeah. I'd love it. So, yeah. So, on this day, 1988, Justin Farina, 1997, Brad Schoenberg, and 1998, Ryan Verrier. Senior, 4 games on this day in history. In 2016, we had a home league loss against the Belfast Giants by 4-3 in a shootout. 2 goals by Joey Sides. And on his birthday, a short-handed equaliser with 1:08 remaining in the game, Justin Farina. And then ultimately lost in a shootout. In 2021, we had a home league loss versus the Cardiff Devils by 6-4. 2 goals by Cody Drover, Gabriel Desjardins, and El Capitano Fantastic, Dryden Down. But it was a loss. 2022, we had a home league win versus the Fife Flyers by 4-2 in what was one of only a handful of wins in the Jeff Mason era.
Oh,
Dryden Down with the goal, Elijah Briga, big streaky Ian Parker, and an empty netter by Philippe Solch. Get the Stars a 4-2 win over the Flyers in that game. And then in 2023, we had an away league win at the Guildford Flames by 4-3 in a shootout. Josh Britton, Ryan Valentini, Tommy Paratino. And then shootout winner by none other than... Fantastic. Dryden Down.
Because I remember Paratino getting a bit of grief, and then he comes up with that goal in Guildford, and we'll win I can't mind if Paratino took he got it to overtime with that goal or something like that.
Yeah,
but
he did. Yeah,
I thought he did.
I'm sure we were 2-0 down after about 3 minutes.
Yeah, it was something daft there.
But
I remember that. I do remember that game in Dryden scoring the winner. On the penalty shot, so Tommy Paratino.
Yeah, he was shite as well.
He should have been another end that probably came from a good background, and it just didn't happen.
No. But yeah. So, senior, that is us for this week. The Facebook and Twitter details are down there as usual at AVF Section C. Subscribe to us on YouTube as well to get the latest episodes, including this one. Buy me a coffee up there. Again, remember, senior is called. He's fucking begging for one now. He's that called.
Fuck it, I am now fucking called. But Ald Balden called, or Ald Calvin Bald, whatever way you want to put it.
Ald Balden. Oh, yeah. Well, listen, again, thanks for tuning in to the Don McKinley sponsored review from Section C. We hopefully have a decent result on Saturday night in company to keep spirits high for our game on Sunday against the Northern Panthers. And hopefully we're sitting here next week talking about maybe at least 3 points, but it'd be great if we had 4. And caps off a great week after Scotland qualifying for the World Cup.
Yep.
Stars victories, and hopefully Rockets victories as well. Enjoy the rest of your week, folks, and we will see you all on Sunday. Don't you know, pump it up. You got to-